This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Less than a month to go before Election Day, and the Denver Elections Office is working to make sure election workers are safe and ballot counting equipment is working properly. Paul Lopez is Denver's clerk and recorder. He says the office will be adding security guards and police at voting service and polling centers.
So we've taken extra steps since 2020 to be able to make sure that we are making sure that not only are our election workers safe, but the public when they come and vote at any one of our 39 vote centers, or better yet, any one of our drop boxes.
Voters can return ballots at one of the city's 24-hour ballot boxes, in person at a voting center, or by mail starting tomorrow. Election Day is November 5th. Colorado's Court of Appeals has rejected a lawsuit that would have forced Larimer County to reconsider permits for a huge water project. The project will pump Poudre River water into reservoirs near Fort Collins and Greeley. An environmental group said two county officials improperly approved a project permit, but the court rejected that claim. The astronauts aboard the Polaris Dawn mission say they've returned with a new appreciation for space. Two crew members are from Colorado. Sarah Gillis grew up in Boulder. She's now the youngest person ever to do a spacewalk. She says she was not concerned about floating away, even if she wasn't tethered.
Space is actually like very, very gentle. Once the atmosphere is out of the spacecraft, there's nothing that's pulling you or sucking you out into the vacuum of space.
The privately funded mission traveled farther into space than any human has gone since the moon landings. This is CPR News.